Newark Mayor Cory Booker raised more than $4.5 million in just 3 months for his U.S. Senate race, mostly from donors who don't live in New Jersey. Many say the mayor is more popular outside of Newark than he is among his own constituents. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez puts that idea to the test. She spoke to community leaders in all corners of the city.
In Newark, you can gauge how much attention you get from the mayor by looking at his Twitter account.
No, he's never retweeted us.
Thais Marquez is with the Newark Students Union, a group of students from schools across the city who advocate for better education funding. It stings a little, she says, considering the mayor with more than a million Twitter followers responds to tweets about dogs left out in the cold and left out in the heat.
Many of us have tried to reach Cory Booker. He's an active tweeter, but he doesn't reply to our tweets.
The student group thinks his accomplishments have been overstated. Yes, he brought in $100 million for Newark schools from the founder of Facebook. But when $50 million was cut from Newark schools under Governor Chris Christie's education budget, the student group says Booker went silent, even after 1,000 students protested the cuts at a New Jersey State Assembly budget hearing. Student member Jason Bazil was one of them.
If I was a politician, that would have been an awesome moment for me to be like, Newark students, they're standing up. Why aren't state legislators standing up for Newark students? But no, he didn't do that.
Booker did not respond to our request for a comment. After 7 years in office, the mayor's track record has been mixed. The number of shooting victims has gone down, but violent crime overall is up. Unemployment has risen, but at a slower rate than the state average. He kept Prudential in Newark, brought in a Marriott, the first hotel in the city in 40 years. He has a massive celebrity-like following in the city, but perhaps an even more vocal group of critics. Clement Price is a longtime observer of Newark's politics. He's a history professor at Rutgers University and says it makes sense that residents are split in this way.
Newark, for the longest time, has been a city of all kinds of divisions and rivalries. Cory Booker is among many contemporary mayors who have been viewed with suspicion.
Some of that suspicion comes from the fact that Booker isn't from Newark, which for many cancels out some of Booker's real accomplishments in the city, says Price.
That's just the way democracy works in Newark. You could be from Newark and be enormously popular, despite not contributing very much to the city.
But Price says Booker could benefit from the pride residents have in their city. The last time Newark sent someone to Congress, the Emancipation Proclamation to end slavery had just been issued, 1863. A recent poll found the mayor has a 70% favorability rating among Newarkers who are likely to vote. But as some of Booker's critics point out, the most marginalized residents in the city don't always turn out to vote. In downtown, for example, at the city's central intersection, there are people who haven't even heard of Cory Booker.
Who? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know him yet.
No lo conozco.
Y si te digo el nombre que se llama Cory Booker?
That he's the mayor of Newark and that he lives in Newark.
That's it?
That's about it, yeah.
That's Michael Anthony, Mercedes Diaz, a food cart operator, and Angie Rodriguez. Still, leaders from several longtime organizations in Newark, including the 43-year-old Ironbound Community Corporation, say the mayor has supported their efforts more than previous administrations. Joseph Delafov heads the Ironbound group. He says one of its longest-running efforts has been their fight to bring a riverfront park to Newark.
There was no real interest from the previous administration. Previous administrations paid no attention to it, quite frankly.
They'd been trying for 20 years. Then, 2 months after Booker became the mayor, Delafov says he was meeting with city officials to make the riverfront park a reality.
Incredible, incredible waterfront space. Incredible, you know, walking space and bike paths. It's an incredible contribution to the quality of life in this neighborhood.
It increases open space in Newark by 50%. And Delafov says it wouldn't have been possible without Cory Booker's support. Now Booker is trying to appeal to the entire state. And in his quest to fill the late Frank Lautenberg Senate seat, there's been a noticeable shift in how he speaks publicly. Throughout Booker's career, he's been known as an eloquent speaker.
We are connected to each other in intimate ways that we don't even realize.
He's sought after for speaking engagements around the country that have earned him close to $1 million since 2008.
The elegance of our interdependence is wondrous.
Now he's changed his tone a bit. He's talking a lot more about his policies and getting very specific.
A $400 a year per child deposit into a trust account that is specifically designated.
He uses more jargon, more numbers, and looks down to read from a prepared speech at recent campaign events.
The deposit would be issued in conjunction with the family's EITC payment and would need to be assessed within a set time frame allowing for high school graduation.
Newark student Christian Moraes says he has no problem giving Booker credit for what he has accomplished in the city, but says Booker's national celebrity is a source of tension.
It's not like him I'm more frustrated with. It's how, like, mostly people see him. People see him as, like, a savior of Newark.
It's an expectation Cory Booker helped create for himself when he first ran for mayor. He said he would transform the city, make it a model for the rest of the country. It's a high bar. But even the community groups that actively protest the mayor want a piece of the spotlight that comes with getting a shout-out from Cory Booker, even if it's only a 140-character tweet. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.